Kohen Gadol to marry this Isha. As even though a Kohen Gadol is only also to marry a Bula, she has to be a Psula. And here these Noshim could still have Besum. They didn't have Tashmish. They just rubbed themselves the two Noshim together. But if one holds that's called like a Mixas Nus, she's not called the Psula Gamri, she's also to a Kohen Gadol. So here also, since the Torah calls it as Nus, it's not nice for the daughters to do it. So Rashi Psulas Lakunda, Le Kohen Gadol can't marry this Isha. To Lehevi Psula Shlema, she's not called a Gansa Psula. Since it's called the Derech's Nus in the Torah, it's not nice to let your daughter sleep like that. And for the Gemara, it's not Murcher, that's Pshat Navudi Shmuel. Maybe no, he doesn't hold so far as Rav Huna to say that Noshim sleep and rub their bodies together is like a Derech's Nus. No. Sova ki hechad loylu von gufa nechroi. Stam he did asachoka that his daughters should not like get used to being with another body. Like he didn't want the two girls, the two daughters, to sleep next to one another, that they shouldn't be used to sleeping with a strange body, another body, and that they shouldn't want to have znus with a man. So Rashi loylu von gufa nechroi, v'yesavo lishche v'mishto, have taiva of sleeping, being next to another body, and they want to be nothing near a man already. So even though Mikra din is mutter for Noshim to lay next to one another, but it did as a chokah, they shouldn't come used to being with other bodies to be with a man. Vayte v'yavudlu mikva b'yom nisim, what was the third thing Avudi Shmuel did? That it came nisim time, it came Pesach time, ibadavka was makba, they should go tevel in the mikvah, and not to be tevel in the river. What's wrong with betrayal in the river, Pesach time, Nisan time, whereas Tishrei he was matter and said us alright, what's the difference between Tishrei or between Nisan? So the Gemara is Sayre le Rav, it's a riot that Abu Shmuel holds like Rav. The Yomar Rav, Rav says, Mitra b'marova, when it rains in Eretz Yisrael, how do we know about that? Sada Rav pras, it's a riot when the Nor pras and bubble becomes very big. How does it become big? Because all the rainwater from Eretz Yisrael comes down to Bavel, it flows into the river Pras. But since Pras becomes very big, it's a riot, there's a lot of rainwater. And the Mela Sover, Avud Shmuel holds, Shela Yirbu HaNoitzfim Al HaZoichlim. We're afraid that there'll be more rainwater at Nisim time in the Nohar Pras than there'll be from the actual river itself. And the Loch of the Kitzur is like this. River water, that means water that comes from a tahin, from the ground, from the well, that's mutter to be tevel even when it's flowing, when it's moving. Mainly in the real river itself, you're allowed to be tevel, or in the ocean, you're allowed to be tevel, even though the water is moving, it's called zeichlin, because water that comes from the ground itself could be matar even though it's zeichlin. Mashenkein rainwater, water that comes from Shemayim, that comes down rainwater, that water is possible to be tevel when it's zeichlin, when it's moving. You can only be tevel in rainwater when it comes to a mikvah, when it's steady in one place, to be tevel in the mikvah. Therefore, to be tevel in the river throughout the whole year, when there's more tahim water than there is rainwater, it's mutter. Mashenkin v'yoyim and nisen, when it was a rainy season. Or else, like Rashi says, all the snow of the winter that was on top of the mountain start to melt then, and the water starts to come down to the Nahor, so we're afraid there'll be more rainwater than there'll be from the actual river itself. And the rainwater, you can't be tevel when it's running, when it's running in the river. Therefore, is makmah, they should not be tevel in the river when b'mei nisen. Mashenkin b'mei tishrei, when there's not so much rainwater, then the ikka, the robe of the water in the river, is from the time, from water that comes from the ground, which is mutter to be tevel when it's running. Therefore, b'mei tishrei, he was makel that they could be tevel in the river. The dafkir b'mei nisen, he was makmah, they should not be tevel in the river. So the Gemara in this pshat is the pligi de Shmuel. Shnu avu de Shmuel dingzach an Shmuel. The Yom HaShmuel, because Shmuel says, Nahora, a river. How does a river get more water? How come a river sometimes overflows, becomes big? You should know, mikipa mivruch. It always becomes more because the water comes from the time, from the ground, from the well, from the makara of the river, that's where the water multiplies from. Whereas I think in the Morna Durham says, for every drop that comes down from the rainwater, there are two drops come up from the mine, from the well. From the says there are always at all times more river water, there's well water in the river than there is the rainwater. So there'll never be us to be table in the Nahor. A whole year you're allowed to be table in the Nahor. That's Shmuel's halacha. But Avudi Shmuel holds not like that. That when the Nahor becomes bigger, it's because of the rainwater. and therefore is makbid not to be tovel on the nohor when there's more rainwater than river water. So tomorrow we even have a steer in our pliga the day of the date. There's even a steer in Shmuel himself. The Yomash Shmuel himself says, Ein hamayim mitayrim bezeichlim. Water cannot be mitayrim bezeichlim when the water is riving. In other words, rainwater cannot be mitayrim when it's running, when it's moving, only when it's a mikvah. Ela pras, only when is the time that you can be terrible in running water? When the water comes from a river. When the water is time, is well water. Like Nahar Pras, when? B'yoymei Tishrei Vavad, only in Tishrei. Mashma, then we know there's more well water, there's more river water than there is the rainwater. Mashem can be made Nisan, even Shmuel was makbid not to be terrible in the river. Why? Because he was choshed, maybe there'll be more rainwater in the river than the actual water from the river itself. So you see, it's a steer in Shmuel. Before, Shmuel said, no, that can never be. Even if the river overflows, it gets a lot of water, and there's a lot of rainwater, there's always a double amount of water coming from the keeper, from the bottom, from the time, from the well, than there is from rainwater. So at all times, the Nor was always kosher to be tovel in. And here, Shmuel said, not like that. You can only be tovel in Nahar Pras, Dafki B'mein Tishrei, where we know for sure there's not more rainwater than there is nor the river itself. Now let's see, Rashi. Trashi mitzvah marova beretz Yisrael. Sa'ad rabba pras. Pras meyed bedova. Pras is made of this. Shu yerid meretz Yisrael above. Goes down from eretz Yisrael to above. The god dami meha gishamim. And it becomes bigger because of the rainwater. The yodim b'nei bubble. People above will know. Shu yerid gishamim behar eretz Yisrael. That there was a lot of rain on the mountains of eretz Yisrael. Usmechem alachayim. And mele the people above are happy for the people in eretz Yisrael. That when the river Pras becomes bigger, the reason why it becomes bigger is because of the rainwater. We're afraid that there'll be more rainwater in the river than there is from the river itself. Learned in the Masechta Mikvois. Ha'zoichlan k'mayim, running water is like a well. V'ha'noitfim, that means rainwater k'mikvah, is only kosher in a mikvah. V'shnina b'teros kanim, ach mayin obor mikvah mayim. Yochol milo al k'seifoi v'yose mikvah b'tchila yetor, maybe you can make a mikvah by schlepping the water with your hands on your shoulders into the mikvah, tamloy m'mayin. No, there's a psul shuvim. You'd have to make the mikvah like a mayin, like a well. Ma mayin b'dei shemayin, just like a well comes b'dei shemayin, maf mikvah b'dei shemayin. A mikvah can only be made with the water like b'dei shemayin, and not that the person schleps the water with the buckets into the mikvah. I ma mayin metari b'zirchna b'zayin, would think just like a mayin can metari, even though the water is running. Af mikvah metari b'zirchna, who are then a mikvah, could also be metari when the water is running. Talmud loyma ach mayin, it's a miyat no, ha mayin mitai bezuchlin, badavka a mayin, a levadik of water, there's a kval, a well, could be mitai or a river when the water is running. O mikveh mitai bashburi, mashenkin, a mikveh is only tor when the water is still. What then, if you have a crack in the mikveh and the water starts running out, the mikveh is possible. The mikveh is only koster when there's no running water from the mikveh. Ach mayim mitay bezeichlin, the mikveh mitay bashburin. Or ma'o ashburin, what's called ashburin, the kovu v'kaim, with staying in one place, like a mikveh. La'afuke ishim hitful by kelim deres chilosei. Mashenke, when the rainwater is running, if you want to put a keli into the rainwater, kishen nimshachim v'yodin l'mikveh l'yoslem tefillah, doesn't help. Why? The bora mikveh ksiv, the kovu v'kaim. Rainwater is only mitay when it reaches the mikveh, when it's staying still. Avonoivim mitayrim. Mashenkin water that comes out of the well, comes out of the ground, that's matar even though it's running. Umoishkin, Migvelo Nomach, from high to bottom. Gedara Kolonaros, like all rivers. Hilkach, Biyaymin, Nisin and Nisin time, Shanaros, Gedilim, Megashamim, Shayimehacharif, when the river becomes very big because of the rainwater, Umeyavsharas Hashlogim, when the snow melts. Maybe there'll be more rainwater than there'll be from the river. Meli was afraid there'll be more rainwater, and then there can't be metayer when it's running. It'll only be metayer also mikvah with steady water. Therefore, Yibedaf was makbet to make the water, make them be tovel in Eastern time in mikvah. Vayit, and the Gemara says, he dings it on Shmuel. Why? Because Siyot Mikipa Mivrach. Misfosim Kurvoy Misela Sela means how does a river get bigger? Because the water from the bottom comes upwards, from the Mikor, from its well, that's where the water gets bigger. Mikipa Mivrach. Now we have a steer in Shmuel himself, the Shmuel. And in my time, Shmuel himself was makpid not to be tevel in Nahar Pras, only Bimei Tishrei. Mashmi was also afraid in the rainy season there'll be too much rainwater in the river. I, Shmuel himself, said the water from the river becomes bigger from the well, not from rainwater. So that's the steer, Shmuel on Shmuel. Ella Pras Bimei Tishrei, Shechod Luag Shomin. Bimei Tishrei, there's no more rainy season. So Zicha Barabu Azrech Naleim, the Zicha Moor, water from the river itself, from the well water of the river, from the Makor, than there is of rain. Or Vyesh Teres Mayin Al Nahar Asam Oishchim. Al Mesri Leshik Dilan Megasham, Sat Astira, in Shmuel itself. Stop here. Daf Samachay mit Beis holding. Yeah, Poi Peres, Alu Evan. It says he's allowed to go out with this type of sheet or talis she wraps around her. And Poi Peres is one side goes on one side of the shoulder, and the other side is on the other side of the shoulder. And she has like a string hanging down. On the bottom of the string, she has either a nut or she has a coin there. Something to hold it, to tie it down with. Yeah, or maybe push it open all the way. Here's a chair that leaves it open. Yeah. So tomorrow's asked the Kurutz is through in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says at the end, the Peperas Halevin, but you should not do it with Matveya. No, with a Matveya you shouldn't do it. Yeah, the Mishnah says Loshim for Peres Halevin Bialegos on Matveya or Bavach Letif for the Chachila B'Shabbos. But you should not do it Mitchila on Shabbos. You should not put this stone on Mitchila on Shabbos. That's the end of the Mishnah. Mitchila you can't do it on Shabbos. Fati Gemara Astira. V'Amrit Reisha for Peres. The Reisha says you are allowed to put the stone in this beggar on Shabbos Mitchila to hold it down, to hold it in place. This is on the bottom of the string. You put the stone. So the end of the Mishnah, Reisha says it's muta, and the Seifa says it's also. And the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Seifa also the Matbeya. The Seifa is talking about a Matbeya. A Matbeya is what's also, a coin. Because a coin is muksa. So Rashi. Rashi Vam with Reisha for Teres. It's master from the Mishnah Metchila. You're allowed to use this type of cloth and put a matbeya or put a stone on it on Shabbos. The Eimer by Joyner song about only on Friday. You're allowed to shmin in the Yoytz by the Shabbos. You're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Hotana Reisha mid Yoytz preferes. That's the ratio of the Mishnah that you're allowed to wear such a clothing like this. So the safer the Mishnah is the Chiddush. You're allowed to put the stone on even on Shabbos. So Chiddush is the room. And the end of the Mishnah says, no, you're not allowed to put it on Shabbos. The Mora Tigatera says, depends what you're putting in the clothing. If you're putting on the bottom of the string a piece of egois, a nut, which is not muksa, that's muta. If you want to put a matveya, a coin, that's muksa, that's only muta to do erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos. So Drashi, Seifa Tigtoni Leitifreif, Osan the matveya. The La Batutlu is talking about a matveya, which is not a Batutluhu. Avol Evan, Shig Sola Kach, Rui Letoto. But if you have a stone that was set aside to use for this cloth, for this like jacket, to tie it up instead of a button that used the stone, Pshita, that's not Muksam, that's Mutter to put even on Shabbos. Mashenkina Matbeya, said Chiddush is usually a Matbeya coin, you're not Miyachid Loilam to use for a button. A coin, you don't want to use as a coin. Now, one time now, this Shabbos, you decide to use the coin as the button. So therefore, it's Muksam. So it's only muta if you put the coin in the beged before Shabbos. But to do it on Shabbos, it's also. So that's the teretz to the Mishnah. The reish is mashmutz muta, that means you can put a stone for a button even on Shabbos. My shenkin a matbeya, a coin, that's also to do on Shabbos. Boy yabai, for the baya shayla. Isha mal she torim v'tifras ale egos. What about if an isha wants to make haroma? In other words, she wants to put the egos, the nut, to be like part of the button of the beged. But the reason why she's putting the nut there is not so much to close the beged, but she wants to be able to hoitzi libna katan b'shabbos. She has a little baby outside in Rishus Rabbim, or she wants to walk with a little son to Rishus Rabbim, and she's going to want to give him a nut later in the middle of Rishus Rabbim. So the reason why she's putting the nut in on the bottom of her jacket, to tie up the jacket, to use it as the button, the reason why she's putting the nut there, not so much as to close up the jacket, but Harika Kavon is to be able later to give the nut to a son to eat. So she's doing like Harama. Right now, really, it's mutter because she's using it as a button. But a kavanah is to later give it to a son. Is it mutter or not? She wants to give it to a little son, to eat it later. So the Gemara, Tiboyi lamandiyama marimim bedleika. Tiboyi lamandiyama marimim, and Tiboyi lamandiyama ein marimim. This is called haroma. Roma means like you're tricking. Like you're doing it for a different purpose than you're really doing it for. So it's a machlekes later by dleika. If you have a fire in your house, the matyu to carry out the godim to wear it outside. So drashi, to boil a man diyama plukta bechokis v'yakodesh. Loivesh kol ma shiyachol lovesh dibur ameya. In the case we have a fire in your house on Shabbos, the matyu to put as many clothing on as you want. Put everything on you and walk outside with it, carry it outside. The matyu, that's called like haroma. Like really you don't need five shirts. Everybody knows the reason why you're wearing these five shirts now because you want to save it from the fire. But so what? Since you're wearing five shirts, now it's mutter to go out with it. Even 10 shirts, one on top of another. That's Reb Meir Svara. They were matir haroma. Reb Yosi Yomer Shmoina Sara Kedem. No, they're only matir to wear 18 begodim. Kederach Shulei Vishpachol. The way normally you wear in the middle of the weekday. Your shoes, your socks, your shirt, your pants. Things that you usually wear, they are matir you. But to make haroma, they were not matir you. So it's a machlekes. By dleika, can you wear more than you usually wear with a kavana to save it? That's called haram. You're doing a trickery thing here. Is it mutter or not? The more thing I was shayla is a shtofik according to both these svaras. Why? Hosam, I tell you. Hosamu diloy sharis le osi lichvuye. I tell you the reason why a mayor's matthew to carry out from the fire as many begodim as you want, because if they weren't matthew, we're afraid you put out the fire. So by dleika we're more meko. Aval hocho, iloy shoris laliyos lafuke. If they're not matter the isha to wear the nut as a button on a shirt to walk outside, she won't carry it out outside anyway. I mean, we're not choshe she's doing it for the raisa. It's only beheta she wants to carry out the nut. So maybe there are bonum more matter her. Harika kavanu is carrying out the nut, not so much use it as a button, maybe it's also. Only by dleika will matter, by a fire will matter you. Because if we're not going to give a heter, we're afraid you'll do it to Yisa. I do what the Sfaras Vaker. I feel the man the yomer ain't marima bedleika. I feel you hold like Rabbi Yossi. That by dleika you could only carry out only 18 begodim. And not more, you can make a ramon. Hosam derechot sobekach. I tell you over there, you're carrying out as derechot so. Here, carrying out the nut this way in your beged, as a button, it's not called a derech hetzor. So even if you carry it out, you're not over Nisr D'Oraisa anyway. It's only like an Nisr D'Rabbanan, it's called hetzor, kalach hayad. So maybe here we could be more mekum. Aim or sharp dummy, maybe here it's mutter, take it, like the Gemara by a sofuk. So drashi derech hetzor bekach, to go in moichre ksus, the chiddish, somebody that's selling suits, is moitzi nois and derech malbush. Amol, he carries out his suits wearing it. And he's not wearing the suit to protect himself. He has his own suit on underneath. No, when he wants to sell suits, he puts on two or three suits to show how they fit, how they look. So the second suit he's wearing, that's mamash called a masli. That's a derech you carry it out in the middle of the weekday. So since it's a derech to carry it out, therefore by Shabbos we're not makel to you to carry out extra begodim, even to save it from the fire. Mashenkin here, when you're carrying out this nut, you're not carrying it out in your hand, you're putting it on a string in your shirt that you can use as a button to tie up your shirt. So this derech hetzor is only klachiyad, it's not a real derech the way you carry it out. So therefore, the most to give in is an Isra Rabbanan. So maybe by an Isra Rabbanan, we haram is mutter. Somewhere obliged by a sofik. So the halacha is that to carry out b'shus rabim should be machmer, but to carry out the karmel is only yisad rabban, it could be mekel. The vow to take was suffered in Gemara, so by suffer usually on yisad rice to be go to chumra, and on yisad rabban we go to kula. Zot the Mishnah. Hakita, that someone doesn't have a foot, or the ankle, at least from the ankle bottom, is missing, is yoytse b'kav shaloi. He's allowed to go out with his kav. What's called his kav? Zatrashi akita shenikto ragloi. His foot was cut off. Is yoytse b'kav shaloi. The manu didehu. That's called his manu. Poshet, this kav is like the wooden or fake leg they put on him. So he's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Divrei Rav Meir, Zelt Rav Meir. Rabbi Yossi says no, it's also him to